Pop Spotting 145.
Friday, October 7th, 2011.
Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Feedback Friday, where you take the wheel, and our first stop is some TV talk.
Hi, Ryan and Jen. It's Angela from Missouri. I'm thrilled to finally be calling you. I've loved you as in the transmission and didn't know Pop Spotting was going on. But in a year and a half since Lost, I had a deficit of podcasts, and I'm just so glad to have found you guys again. I can't believe after loving Lost so passionately, and never having called you, that it's actually, I was listening to your archives. I just discovered your show about 2 weeks ago, and I've been listening to your old shows. And it's actually your show about food that has me calling. I'm just a Missouri girl, but I have had the privilege to do a little bit of traveling. And the foods that you named on your Hawaiian foods are actually some of my favorite foods that I've found in the world. I've never been to Hawaii, but your oyster chicken with cake noodles sounds exactly like a dish that I had in Laos and loved and have craved ever since, but I've never found anything like it. Also, kielbasa is one of my favorites as well. A couple of years ago, my brother married a wonderful woman from Korea, and she has introduced us to Korean food. Kielbasa is one of my favorite dishes, as well as a lot of the other Korean dishes that she makes. I never knew that I would be eating tofu and squid and all kinds of things in my own house. I love it so much. And as for pho, well, I lived in Vietnam for a year and have gone back to visit a couple of times, and nothing is as good on a rainy day as a good bowl of pho. And also, 10 years ago, if you would have told me that I would love eating raw fish, I would have called you crazy. But since I tried sushi a couple of years ago, it's also what I would like to go to eat the most on a special occasion. As far as entertainment recommendations, I haven't heard anyone mention the show Being Human. It had a first season last year on Sci-Fi, and it actually one of the stars is the actor who played Jacob on Lost. My brother got me into it because I am not the vampire werewolf type, but we watched it. It's got a really good human story, and it's not, you know, that highbrow, but I really enjoy it.
Hey, Angela, thanks for your call, and yeah, we're really glad you found us.
Absolutely. I mean, sorry that we couldn't find a really good way to get the word out to all of the transmission listeners, but you found us, and that's all that matters. And if you've got a lot to catch up on, you can probably marathon some Pop Spotting. It's probably not healthy. I think my doctor is going to say I should warn you not to operate heavy machinery, but in any case, Being Human, what do you think?
Sounds great. I guess there are some familiar faces. Sam Witwer from Dexter and Mark Pellegrino from Lost.
Yeah, exactly. And the show was just renewed for a second season. And I just read that they picked up Dishan Lachman, I guess, from Dollhouse. She's joining the cast. And I mean, the setup, you can't resist it. There are three roommates in Boston. You've got a ghost, you've got a vampire, and you've got a werewolf. I mean, it sounds like the setup for a joke. But this is just for the American version. There are fans out there of the original BBC series.
Shelley in Oklahoma writes, Being Human is an excellent UK show. I don't know if you've watched the US version, but it pales in comparison.
Uh-oh.
The UK actors just seem to capture the characters so much better, and even though most of the first season of the US version mirrors the first season of the UK show, the UK show is just better written.
So sounds like a kind of a showdown there between Angela and Shelley. I do think that we might even do the UK one first, because thanks to BBC, you know, the seasons are just 6 to 8 episodes each.
Right.
There's not quite of a big leap there. Let's move on to another TV recommendation from our good friend Jeff.
Hey Ryan and Jen, this is Jeff Gentry, X-Force 11, calling in with a TV series recommendation. This is the 10th anniversary of Band of Brothers airing on HBO. The series covers the lives of the Easy Company of U.S. Army 101st Airborne 506 in the European theater during World War II. Covers from their basic training all the way through the end of the war. The series is based on a book that tells about the lives of the actual men of this company. And the book was written by Stephen Ambrose, and The series was produced by Spielberg and Hanks and shot in Europe. The series stars a ton of actors that you would know now because they have all gone on to great things, and they got their start in Band of Brothers. Huge group of actors that got their start here, especially Damian Lewis, who's a British actor who played Richard Winters, did an excellent job playing Winters, really invested his life into getting to know Winters, you know, along lines so he could portray him, but he really did an excellent job. He starred in a lot of other things like the TV show Life, which I really enjoyed, and he's in a new series called Homeland, starting on Showtime now. But it's a great series. It's about 10 or 13 episodes, introductions from some of the men in Easy Company at the beginning, and it's just well worth it. Came out right after 9/11, and it just really touched a nerve in my heart and just moved me. It, the soundtrack, the visuals, everything. I've just done a Tumblr post just about it right now, but I would highly encourage y'all to check it out. It is well worth it. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Jeff. And of course, you're not the only fan of Band of Brothers either.
Faith in Tennessee on Facebook writes, "Seriously, Jeff, get out of my head. I love, love, love Band of Brothers. I personally think it's one of the best things to ever be on television."
So there's a couple of really strong votes in favor of Band of Brothers. And I have to admit, I think we both missed this television phenom from 2001. It was a 10-part, 11-hour miniseries. So I think if you wanted to get into it, that sounds doable. And as Jeff notes, the cast, it's a big cast and it has many, many familiar faces on it.
Donnie Wahlberg, Neil McDonough from Captain America, Simon Pegg. I'll watch anything with Simon Pegg in it. David Schwimmer from Friends. It won 6 Emmy Awards.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly no small show. And there was, in fact, a companion series that came out last year that I was a little curious about. It was called The Pacific, and that had 10 episodes to it, and it won 8 Emmy Awards. In any case, if you want to see Jeff's thoughts about this series, you can look it up at his Tumblr blog at xforce11.tumblr.com. That's xforce11.tumblr.com. Now let's turn on to more recent shows, in fact, new fall shows.
Daniel writes on the blog, "I have to say I tried Two Broke Girls hoping it would be fun. I was already to disagree strongly with your review because I kind of liked the first episode. Then I watched the second episode and it tanked. So much for TV's number one new comedy. As for Free Agents, it just keeps getting better and better. I think they're following Ryan's advice. Focus on the workplace and have the relationship thingy in the background."
Meanwhile, David on the blog followed up to his earlier feedback. He writes, "I thought it was appropriate to close the loop on Two Broke Girls and Ringer, as you were gracious enough to mention my comments in your last Friday feedback podcast. Unfortunately, Two Broke Girls did not deliver on the perceived promise of the last couple of minutes, and so I am out. Alan Sepinwall's review pretty much sums up my feelings on the show. Regarding Ringer, I found myself so bored in the middle of episode 2 that I didn't even complete it. The acting throughout, even Sarah Michelle Gellar's, is flat and wooden. The color palette is washed out and unappealing. I simply have too many other series that I'm interested in watching that mean more to me than does this show. Ringer is now dead to me."
We haven't seen it yet, but the early returns from our listeners are not very positive.
No, not encouraging, and it sounds like a lot more people are dropping off Two Broke Girls as well, which is a shame because I do think we wanted to see Kat Dennings do well. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that Daniel's liking Free Agents. I think we're still tuned into that. As far as David said, you know, Alan Sepinwall's review kind of summed it all up. His take was that he could sense the influence from Michael Patrick King, who's from Sex and the City, who's involved on the show, and, of course, Whitney Cummings. And we've talked about Whitney before. She has her own series called Whitney.
Right.
So Sepinwall is saying that it seems that Cummings is the person kind of giving the good parts of the show, but she's probably busy with her other show, and there's just not a lot of magic happening on Two Broke Girls. Let's move on to Cheryl on Facebook. She writes, "Just caught the pilot for Suburgatory. It was so much fun and will be appointment viewing. Cheryl Hines makes the show. All that Curb Your Enthusiasm training. Also got hooked on the very soapy Revenge. Light and engaging."
Adding to that, Bonita in Georgia on Facebook writes, "I liked Suburgatory too, especially since I live there. The show reminded reminded me of the movie Easy A with Emma Stone.
Well, that's a great movie. I think Suburgatory is still on our to-do list.
Yeah, it is.
But with those two votes, I think we're going to be checking it out sooner rather than later. Also, chiming in with new TV reviews is Greg in Austin, our good friend. He writes, I managed to happen on premieres of Prime Suspect, Revenge, and A Gifted Man. From the makers of Medium is not an endorsement in my book, but the pilot of A Gifted Man, directed by Jonathan Demme, really got me interested in how the rest of the story plays out. Also, Mike Doyle from Law & Order SVU is supposed to play a recurring character on the show, so I must tune in for that. Revenge strikes me as rather sudsy, something more akin to the CW than for ABC, but I may stick with it for a few more episodes. It has the potential to turn really dark. As for Prime Suspect, I never watched the original with Helen Mirren, but judging from what I've seen of the US pilot, Maria Bello's character is no super cop, see Rizzoli and Isles, Castle, first episode, and she gets her butt kicked.
We are enjoying Prime Suspect a lot. I don't know, A Gifted Man, the premise doesn't really do anything for me, but we might give it a try anyway.
Stella on the blog is responding to Nicole in Ohio's recommendations from an earlier show. She writes, just caught an episode of Sherlock last Sunday, and I got sucked into it, even though I was surfing between that and Law & Order UK, which stars Jamie Bamber from BSG. I agree that Martin Freeman makes this a must-watch, along with the pacing and the great stories, and Benedict Cumberbatch, who plays Sherlock, is just as great too. The only quibble I have is that the episode I caught has Moriarty in it. Without spoiling anything, since Moriarty has always been part of the original Arthur Conan Doyle novels, I thought the way they integrated that villain into the present day was frustrating for me. As for White Collar, the second season, in my opinion, is better than the first, and yes, yes, yes to Modern Family. So a great take there on Sherlock, which I'm certainly curious about. Another vote for White Collar, and sincerely great amounts of love continuing to come in for Modern Family. In fact, Daniel asked how we were liking Modern Family as well.
We caught the two premiere episodes, and I thought they were funny. Nothing about it really jumped out at me the way I was expecting, but I think we are willing to give it another shot.
We have to give it a little more time considering all the great love that it has. It's hard to let go of our affection for Arrested Development, especially with the new news that's coming out that there's going to be another season perhaps of it, and of course a movie based on Arrested Development.
It's the best news I've heard all week.
All right. Well, let's move on to some movie talk with feedback from Down Under.
Rashmi in Perth writes, I just finished listening to your episode called East Meets West, and I was pleasantly surprised to hear a mention of a Hindi Bollywood movie. Being originally from India, I have a real soft spot for Hindi movies. In recent times, they have evolved a lot, but the basic theme is pure fun and entertainment. Three Idiots is a good, fun movie based on a book by Chetan Bhagat called 5 Point Someone. This book became an instant bestseller in India, and the young author won a number of awards. I got my sons to read this book to get an idea of what college life in India was for us. In case you're interested, another movie called Delhi Belly is a good, fun movie, and it is in English. And if you would like to sample a real Bollywood movie with opulent sets and great dances, then Om Shanti Om is a must. I have introduced Bollywood to a lot of my Aussie friends through this movie, and they have all loved it. Both are available on Amazon, but I would just like to point out here that Slumdog Millionaire is not a Bollywood movie. It was produced and directed by Danny Boyle, who is a British and not Indian or from the Indian film industry. That movie is a poor representation of a real Bollywood movie. Please, guys, watch the real thing.
Yeah, and I think we absolutely will. I'm really kind of liking the setup of Three Idiots and the book that he said it was based on. Of course, Paul Fox, that was his recommendation. But even Delhi Belly sounds like fun. Om Shanti Om. I mean, if it won over all his Aussie friends, I think I'd want to get into it. And I think that, yes, I need to wash Slumdog Millionaire out of my brain if that's not anywhere representative of what a Bollywood film is like.
I don't know. I always associate Bollywood with costumes and musical numbers, and there are really no musical numbers or anything of that kind in Slumdog Millionaire apart from the end credit.
I know that Slumdog Millionaire is not a Bollywood film, just a film sort of set in India and paying tribute to some of that, but it has that whole Danny Boyle realism thing going, and it is a disservice to even bring it up in the conversation. So I will vow, and I think you will as well,
of course,
that for our friends Paul Fox and Kevin Ma at East Screen West Screen, the podcast, and of course our friend Rashmi in Perth, that we will embark on a Bollywood educational plan.
Maybe a double feature.
Yeah, I think think a couple of the films in this email might work very well. Finally, last week we shared some of our favorite apps, and I mentioned Runkeeper as one way that I pretend to be interested in fitness. Fortunately, we got some suggestions from someone with far deeper insight into the category, so this is Lauren via email. I have 6 favorite food and fitness apps that I wanted to share. I have tried out hundreds of different applications in my quest to find ones that would help me have a healthier lifestyle. I found many I did not like, but these 6 have helped me in different ways, whether it's through eating, exercising, or just plain motivation. These are all free apps. Number 1, Nike Training. It provides me with different workouts than I would get by solely using the workouts that they have on Netflix streaming. Number 2, Whole Foods, with a recipe database that you could search by category or by a special diet or restriction. Number 3, which is related, Whole Food Missions. They give you goals to introduce you to new cooking techniques and to encourage you to eat different fruits, vegetables, and organic items. Number 4, Fooducate, which has a barcode scanner to scan items of the food in your house to get ratings and alternatives. Number 5, MyFitnessPal, the most accurate I found to help you count your calories and track your weight. And number 6, Jillian Michaels Slim Down. I am a huge Jillian Michaels fan. I find her to be very inspiring and motivational. This has exercises, workout routines, and recipes, but the sole reason I use this app is for the tips section. Each day, she posts a new informative and motivational paragraph targeting different aspects of your life. So what do you think? I mean, a great list from Lauren. It sounds like a whole page of apps that you can use to help you get fit.
So far, I haven't tried any apps. I've been sticking with my diet and with walking and several different kinds of workouts, but I'll definitely try out some of these apps.
So thanks again for that list, Lauren. And if anybody out there has app recommendations, we want to hear them, because I am certain that we're going to do another app show in the future for Wildcard Wednesdays. Now, as we wrap this Feedback Friday podcast, we'd actually like to seek your specific feedback on our podcast, and especially on how we schedule it.
Putting together a podcast a day is a bit more work than putting together a weekly one.
Yep.
And of course, we need time to watch movies and TV and music and all the things that we want to talk about.
We also have 3 kids, which is kind of like herding cats and living with a tornado.
And we know that a lot of our listeners fall behind because you guys all have lives too.
Right. I mean, we can tell from our stats and our feedback that there's often like a little wave of people that are maybe 1 or up to 2 weeks behind, and we'd like to come up with a way that you all can catch up while we, of course, can all catch our breath.
So we did a survey a while back, and we've been emailing with some of you, and we've talked about things like bye weeks or doing seasons or just putting out fewer episodes every week.
Yeah, we've been taking a lot of feedback, and I do like, though, our 5-episode set, so I'd like to keep that going, you know, Movie Monday to Feedback Friday. So here's what we've been thinking. We kind of narrowed it down. We could throttle back our show to 3 weeks on and 1 week off, so that gives you 15 episodes a month, basically an episode every other day if you want to budget it out, or basically gives us a week off each month.
Or I like the idea of seasons, 4 seasons of Pop Spotting a year, or 8 or so weeks at a stretch, and then taking a month off. We've kind of done that already, a season leading up to Comic-Con and a season taking us into the fall TV premieres.
So we'd really like to know what suits your podcast listening habits best. Of course, we'd also like to keep you as a listener, so if your choice is none of the above or something completely different, we'd like to hear from you as well.
You can email us at feedback@popspotting.net, but we'll also have a special post on the blog over at popspotting.net to discuss show scheduling. We would really appreciate your input, because if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're among our most dedicated listeners.
Exactly. I mean, you know, listenership always peaks on Monday with our show and then slowly drops each week. So if you make it to Feedback Friday, if you are listening right now, we love you.
We really love you.
We really do love you. So do let us know what you think. And if you don't hear from us next week, as the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says, don't panic. We'd like your input there. Of course, we like all of the feedback that you send in, and we make it very easy to get in touch with us.
You can leave a voicemail at 815-310-0808. You can email us at feedback@popspotting.net, or you can comment on our blog at popspotting.net.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/popspotting, or you can tweet us on Twitter at twitter.com/popspotting.
If you like podcasts as much as we do, we know sometimes it's really hard to keep up with them small, and syncing files can be a major pain. Fortunately, there's Stitcher Smart Radio. It's a free app for iPhone, Android, and other smartphones that lets you easily stream the latest episode of your favorite podcasts, including Pop Spotting.
We will be back soon. We will be back with more Pop Talk, but for now, we always want to thank Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for making our theme song.
And thank you for listening to our show. For Pop Spotting, I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
Aloha.
Aloha.